Let me just say, that was like...
Yeah, this is bad.
One of the worst take I've ever heard.
No, that was one of the...
And the second worst take is also in today's episode.
We here!
Yes, sir!
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Six Yard Box Podcast. This is episode 82, and we're back with the three-man.
I'm Blake back.
Is back. Everyone is back happy, and I can't wait for it. Boys, welcome back to the studio. Blake, first tell me, how are you feeling?
Like, maybe like a 80%.
Bit of sniffles still.
Yeah, a bit of sniffles, a bit of a cough, like a little ear cloggage. not to get into health talk here.
TMI,
but,
yeah.
Like, you know what? For the most part, we're okay. We're figuring it out. We're here. That's good.
This is Blake's first time on the program since Arsenal's 5-1 drubbing of City. And of course...
It's just old news now.
It is old news, but we have to talk about just a little bit because there's some discourse here that you have a few gripes with me that you need to get into. We have a lot to get into, everybody. We have a bingo card update. We have a Super Bowl recap. We have a bunch of games, some FA Cup games, some League Cup action. Not much Premier League games, but... Just a lot to get into, boys. Antoine, how you doing?
Very good. Great week all around. Not for just 6YB, but footy and sports in general.
I will say 6YB.
6YB.
This guy hyphenated.
I set up a little bit. I will say footy wasn't the most watched sport for me this week.
It
was this weekend. But Miles was at that rugby game.
That rugby game doesn't really do it for me.
It was so weird because I was watching it, and then he just sends a picture as he's there because it was France, England, Six Nations, basically like one of the biggest tournaments in rugby.
Yeah.
He was there, and it was just weird because I was watching the game, and then he just sends a picture. I didn't know he was into it. So
you said what? Sorry in advance with the drubbing you're about to see. What happened?
We were supposed to win. France. If that game is played 9-10 times, France win nine times out of 10, but England somehow won.
They found a way.
Basically, it's hard. I'm not gonna get into it, but France had butterfingers the entire game, couldn't catch the rugby ball, and England just capitalized at the end.
Fair,
yeah,
fair enough. All right,
so now he has bragging rights over that for me. But
I mean,
I texted him congratulations, but it's like
I really don't think either of you.
You know what's crazy? I texted him congratulations like separately, like privately,
And
then he goes in the group chat and says, "Have that, you fucking cunt,
you French bastard."
Unbelievable. But anyways, yeah.
How's your Super Bowl, lads?
Yeah, good.
Good. Down probably like $25, so could be worse.
Yeah. Did you win any yesterday?
I won a couple.
Yeah? Really?
I won the over on the anthem.
On the anthem. Yeah.
That was a tight
one. That was tight, bro. Yeah. I saw some books say it was under, and my book said it was over, so
really?
I'll take it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I did see that as well. I was with Blake last night. I think your highlight was a halftime show.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good halftime show.
In terms of like all-time halftime shows, where are we ranking it?
I don't know. I need to do a list. Like, in terms of messaging and, like, subliminal content...
We're up there.
It's one.
We're up there.
I'll be honest. Song choice wasn't it wasn't amazing. He didn't play any of his old stuff, but that wasn't the point of the show. It was, like, more of a, you know...
I think the overall message...
A new kind of, like, let me... But the messaging and everything...
Incredible. It was incredible.
Choreography.
Everything
it was
that
great.
Went into it.
And, like, there's... I mean, I'm not getting political on here, but there's definitely, like... People who didn't like it is a certain demographic of people. And that's
right.
Okay, bro. Like, it's okay.
Right.
But I'm not getting onto that. Anyway.
I forgot to mention, too, that at the end of this episode, we're doing our overrated 11. I completely forgot to mention that at the start of the episode.
Maybe, like, the middle of the episode.
This is no, it's like the meat and potatoes of this
episode.
Yeah,
it's like the...
Of course, it's like...
La meat and potatoes.
The main offering.
Le bœuf et le... You call it pomme de terre?
Pomme de terre, yeah, patate.
Patate is better, bro. What is it?
Yeah, patate is better.
Why pomme de terre?
Pomme
like,
de terre
what?
Is fucking
bro,
shit.
Bro, it's like you're trying to be too Shakespearean.
Like ground apple?
Like, what are we doing, bro? Like,
dirt
like,
apples?
Come on.
Let's bring out, like, the...
I know y'all miss me, bro.
Yeah, we miss you.
It wasn't the same without you here last week.
Thanks.
It was, I mean, a little more peaceful.
It was peaceful. See, that's the thing. Like, I was trying to give it to him, like, that horrendous take. I just couldn't.
Horrendous is outrageous.
It's
okay.
A bad take.
It's not a bad take.
It's a bad take.
It's really not a bad take.
It's really a bad
it's
take.
It's not a bad
We're
take
not doing
at
this
all.
Again. It's a bad take. And
it's
I just
not a bad
couldn't
take
give
at
you
all.
The experience that Blake would have given you if you had said that in front of him. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you want to get into it? You
no, I don't know. I do not want to whatsoever.
Okay.
I will, if you guys get into it, I will back away.
Okay. Well, I stand by that. I will always stand by that. And Blake probably would have gone into me for it, but hey, you're probably lucky that you weren't, because would have beaten you to it.
Mm.
I will defend that take. And I think the Arsenal celebrations were too much. And nah, I think you guys are overdoing it. And that's not changing.
Like, I'm going to be honest. It's actually such a farce. Like, it's such a farce.
You have something in your hair. Like there.
Like, you have something, like, here, too. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, like, a fluff, yeah, right? Go, is it gone?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you're good now.
Such a farce, guys. Like, the fact that this is even a conversation is genuinely kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking
about? I totally agree with that.
Like, what are we actually doing?
Like, I see the comments defending it. It's like,
oh, my God, bro.
I'm a United fan, and me too.
They're all just delusional, bro. No, like, why are we your biggest competition? It's because their rebuild is so terrible, and everyone was like, oh, the Ten Hag is going to be like Arteta and give a... Nah, bro. Like, we were in the trenches and we got out of it, and you guys want to be us so bad, but you're not. So that's why you're so jealous of what we have. That, like, oh, man, you beat our biggest rivals, and our other biggest rivals are going to win the league. But you know what? Let's focus on you, and let's get mad at you for doing what you're doing. No. It makes no sense, bro. No. You're picking the fight with the wrong guys here.
No. The people in those comments were not just United fans. All right, there was Tottenham fans, City fans, fucking everybody. Yeah, tell Tottenham. Okay, there was Liverpool
fans. Yeah, tell Tottenham fans that, obviously.
There were Liverpool fans in there, too, that can relate the exact same way, because it wasn't a shot at you or the Arsenal fans for getting excited about a result, because I expect you guys to do that. And I'm not, I have like a general kind of ick towards you guys, not you specifically, not Miles, but just the general populace of the Arsenal fans. I'm saying more the players. I'm saying more the over-celebrating. I'm saying more the weak mentality than I'm seeing in the celebration.
Weak mentality, bro. We beat the champions 5-1, and we're getting called weak mentally.
You have to look
big
at the
big picture.
No, you have to look at the big picture. We just rattled every fan base known to man. If Garnacho, no, because Miles Muscala is a whole different story, because he's even younger and less experienced.
An 18-year-old doing that celebration? Like,
yo, it's bro, aura, guys, bro. It's so sick.
If you
sick.
Do that in the Champions League final and you're about to win the trophy, then yeah, fair enough. But in the grand scheme of things, this is not a massive game, and it doesn't have any title
implications. You know what's crazy, too? I'm kind of mad you guys didn't bring this up, but Jamie Vardy can taunt all he wants. He can point to the badge. He can... Neil Mopay, when he was in the league, can do this dart celebration.
What was he doing? What was he referring to when he pointed to the badge?
Can you fucking speak,
bro? Him winning the Premier League,
mate. Shut the fuck
up
and let me speak, bro.
Go on. But you just have to... When you say something wrong, I have to correct you.
Bro, no, I'm saying he can shithouse, and so can Neil Mopay when he does this. The second, the literal millisecond that an Arsenal player mocks someone's celebration, the FA go, you know what? We might have to crack down on these mocking.
That is crazy.
We might have to
that
mock
is
down
crazy.
It might become a bannable offense.
That
what
is crazy.
What are we talking about, bro? And you want to look at me and say there isn't an Arsenal agenda? Like, this shit is actually clockwork. It's fucking ridiculous.
From the FA, that is insane. But I just see it from like the player. Like Rodri said at the end of last season, he was like, like, oh, I see it a little bit in Arsenal's mentality. Like, they don't really have it. They're not really ready to win this league. Like, they were a little bit, like, over-celebrating against Liverpool or whatever. And it's not – we're not saying don't celebrate, but we're saying, like, the job is a marathon and not a sprint. And sometimes when you celebrate a little bit on a pit stop, then you're not focusing on the bigger picture and the bigger race. And we can relate this to Arsenal's game just a couple of days after the City result.
Oh, my God.
Where
–
Listen.
Oh wow!
Your very next game.
We're out of the Carabao Cup, everyone. No, no. Oh no!
Do you think the players were thinking that? Care. Do you think the players went to the dressing room and went, "We don't care"? No, that's a trophy that they want to win.
The way they fucking played. They played like they didn't give a shit. They played like they lost that tie.
Do you really think Arteta said to them before the game, guys?
But mentally, they all looked like they were checked out. There was nothing about that game that gave you confidence that they were going to win.
So
they played horrendously.
But if
so
you
even got bodied by fucking Isaac, and Newcastle low-key just have our numbers in general.
Yeah.
And like playing them in the league again is going to be really fucking tough. But genuinely, I think they just have our number, and we didn't look good at all throughout that whole game.
I agree, but how can you just say like, "Oh, don't look at that bad performance," because like they weren't trying in this game. That doesn't matter
care,
to us.
Bro.
Just because you don't care doesn't mean there's not something
but
to take
I'm
out of that
game.
I'm
giving you my opinion. Like this is how Liverpool fans felt about the FA Cup. But again, you're not going to get into that because you don't give a shit.
I will
Liverpool.
Get into that.
No, you won't.
I will get into
no,
that.
No, not as in-depth as we're getting into Arsenal.
Also,
Liverpool
going to
win the league. No, Liverpool had the exact same chance to win the Champions League as Arsenal do. So why can't I just take that viewpoint in my mind? But no, because Liverpool are so good, even though their frailties are showing, and even though they've had a lucky win throughout this whole entire season, and even though now... They have a double game week, so it's going to be level playing field. If it's 9 points, Arsenal are 9 points up at 1 point around a similar area. There's still tons of time for Liverpool to absolutely blow it. And when they fucking do, and when they do,
and because
I know
they're
going to do it, I know they're going to go on a run of form and they're going to blow it. And when they do, I'm going to say, I told you so. And then when they didn't win the FA Cup and their treble hopes are now fucking zero because they didn't win anything.
So why 2 weeks ago, when this point differential was the exact same thing, were you coming in here and saying that the league's over?
Oh, because the league is over. The league is over, yeah. but Liverpool's been showing frailties for the last month and a half. They've just been getting through. Even the Bournemouth game, like Clivert, I heard you guys talk about it. Clivert missed an open net, and there was a penalty. Like, it was a penalty. It wasn't not a penalty, but still, like, there's things that have been happening in these Liverpool games that have given me confidence as an Arsenal fan. It just hasn't gone our way.
Yeah.
And then I get they played like their B team against Plymouth. But, dude, their front line was, like, Jota,
yeah,
Chiesa, Diaz. And you're going to talk about your B team? That's, like, yeah, sure, it's not Salah. But that's front line that should win against any fucking
absolutely
Premier League team, let alone
absolutely
last in the Champions.
So then could, like, counterpoint to play devil's advocate, could Liverpool not say the exact same thing about you guys?
We didn't play Plymouth, though.
I know you didn't play Plymouth, but your big overarching point is that they have shown frailties despite winning, and they have
put up some questionable performances.
They can say the exact same thing about
you. But the thing is that we've, like, the argument is that we've had our frailties, so we can kind of only go up from here, and they kind of can go a lot.
Liverpool's luck is running out, is your point.
Yeah.
Fair.
But my own.
What tells you it was luck, though?
The games, I'm not going to go through every game and show you when it's been, but if we just look at their recent performances, it's finally caught up to them in the FA Cup, but they obviously lost against PSV. They didn't really try. Bournemouth was low-key a fortunate win. They didn't play fantastic in that game. They had a 1-0 against... What was their 1-0? Or their 2-1? No. There was a 1-0. The Forest draw was good. The United draw was good. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of spots that have given me more confidence as a fan hoping that they lose rather than not, but... Yeah, I don't know how we got here.
I think they've been really convincing, to be honest. But sure, like, we should go on to the FA Cup game, though, because it's massive, lads. Massive. The magic of the cup, innit?
Yeah.
Plymouth Argyle at home to Liverpool, who made 10 subs, but like still, like,
doesn't
massive
matter.
Result.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Massive result. It is the fourth time ever the Premier League leaders have gone out by a team not in the first division. Can you name any of the other times?
No,
absolutely not.
The last one happened, don't look, Antoine, only like 5 years ago.
Wigan?
6 years ago. Yep, Wigan beat City in 2018. That's crazy. In the year that Man City went Centurion,
it's almost like no one cares about these fucking competitions.
I agree.
And you cry that Arteta hasn't won one since his Arteta days.
God, ridiculous.
That just shows no one cares about these competitions.
But it still doesn't take away from the achievement.
No, it doesn't. They still matter. 100%. But I hate this narrative that like Arteta needs to win a cup. No, he doesn't. That's not our priority. It's nice, but that's not the point of what we're doing here.
It does
change
the narrative, though. It does.
It changes the narrative for people who are small-minded. I'm not small-minded. I don't give a shit. Yeah, it would be nice, but I don't care. I saw Arsene Wenger win cup after cup after cup. I don't give a shit. I'm not small-minded in that way. I don't need that success. I need the big success. That's what I want. But yeah, like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't move the needle for me. It's like a small-minded thing to just care about the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup, because at the end of the day, I've seen my team win those in my lifetime multiple times. I've seen Arteta win that with a terrible squad, a worse squad than we have right now. So it's for the small-minded fans who need a trophy to think that their team is doing well, but that's not the goal of what we did. That's not why we came out of the trenches. We came out of the trenches to win the Champions League and the league. Go ahead.
And honestly, it's probably better for Liverpool that they lost their game, this game, even though it's still like a cup game and you still get a trophy at the end of it. Because managing four competitions with the little depth that Liverpool have in their squad is tough. However, I do think, even if they probably don't care about this game, I do think that this is Arne Slot's first managerial mistake as a Liverpool coach.
Mm.
Because leaving out the big names, the Salahs and everyone else that can, like, the big dogs that can flip a game on its head, leaving them out is I mean, it's proving here that it was detrimental to their team. Even though this first starting 11 should be beating Plymouth Argo, it's in that rare case, like here, where they are down 1-0 and they need a goal and they just sub on Salah and finish the game. Yeah. You don't have that. So I still think that it was a managerial mistake from Arne Slot.
Valid.
Doesn't take away from the achievement, though.
Plymouth, shout out Plymouth. Shout out Pie Face, bro.
I did a little research. Plymouth Argyle are...
Argyle.
What is it, Argyle?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't
know. Plymouth Argyle are bottom of the championship, and they've conceded the most goals out of any team in the English leagues. Like, just in the English leagues. Like, that's it. They've conceded the most amount of goals. They sacked their coach, Rooney, in December or something like that. And in the last 2 weeks, they've been Brentford and Liverpool.
Pretty huge.
Massive.
Shout out Pie Face.
Shout out this guy, Maxi. Maxim Talovierov.
Who?
Ukrainian guy.
Who, though?
From Plymouth Argyle?
Yeah.
Plymouth Argyle. I was watching.
Shout out Connor Hazard.
Him and Katic.
Connor Hazard.
Connor Hazard. Moment back to Hazard. He better get a hero card or something.
Yeah.
Bro, remember
do they still do those?
No, remember hero cards?
They don't do those anymore?
They don't do those anymore.
I'm so tapped out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like kind of, I just watch. I don't play anymore.
I know. You're unk status.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you guys hear about FM?
Yes.
Oh.
Devastating. No.
No, Blake, actually, no. Like, respect.
No, but now I feel like you have to get 24.
Maybe.
Because we said when it releases.
Honestly,
I was thinking that's a good game to play on set. That's actually a really good game to play on set. In between stuff, just good game. But
you know, it's a great game to play on an airplane.
That is yes,
yeah, on flights. That shit does go hard.
So
you should spring training, right?
No, just more Leafs again. Because at the time, spring training didn't look too hot because they were terrible and they didn't make any moves. And then they kind of made some moves. So, but it's okay. I'm more inclined to.
Okay, fair. FM25 canceled. I'm devastated. Was I going to get the game anyways? Probably not. It's been too late.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to come out in November. They delayed it to the end of November. Mm-hmm. Then mid-November comes. They say, we're going to delay till March. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now in February, they're saying the game's just
That was an uncalled for reaction for myself because you guys know I'm a big gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And like just from a gaming standpoint, like I'm sure a lot of people put a lot of effort into that. And that sucks when those things have to get canceled.
Did they give a reason why it got canceled?
Well, this is a big year because they're switching the game engine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how the graphics look like ass cheeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
We still love the game, but the graphics are a little doo-doo.
Yeah.
So they're upgrading to Unity, I think.
Ah.
So they've been hiring Unity developers since 2018.
Oh, my God.
So 7 years they've been working on it. So big incompetence here that they don't have it ready by now. But just too many challenges, I guess, for the team. And I don't even have confidence that 26 will come out on time.
Wow. And what's on time? September?
They were usually released like beginning of November.
Like, you want to do it around that time, right? Because
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Like, late November is already, like, late in the football season to be releasing a game.
Yeah,
it is.
A bunch of narratives already happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too bad.
Anyways. It's sad, man. Mm-hmm. But another couple months of career mode. It's fine.
Career mode's fun. It's been fun this year.
It has been fun this year.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, the youth system is good.
I'm on the brink of getting knocked down the Champions League with Benfica. We lost... like 5-1.
I feel like career mode is just too easy.
Bro, turn up the difficulty, lad.
It's no, really okay, like you actually play the games then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why that's what's the argument, that's what's so good about career mode is that you can actually play.
Yeah.
Because that obviously the actual managing aspect
like you don't really get
of
that.
Football manager is it's absolutely clear of anything that FIFA can offer or FC.
Yeah.
But so it's the fact you can actually play and like
You could do like the little touchline view.
Yeah, and it's like not bad. The simulation has gotten a lot better in years, but yeah, it's still
nothing beats the FM simulators. Like when you're down like 1-0 in the 80th minute and then you get a highlight.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You just know there's gonna be a goal. You don't know who it's gonna be for.
Yeah.
And then your team scores and you're so excited. No,
the fact you can't play kind of adds to it, right?
Because
you're
a fucking manager.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah, it is really sad, but let's stay on FA Cup, guys, because there was...
It's just so boring, bro. Like, there's a reason why we had to figure out something else to do for this podcast
yeah.
and not just talk about the FA Cup.
There's also
because if it was that important, Julian, We would have talked about every single comp, every single one.
Which is why we're going to go through quick.
I'm just saying.
Tottenham, since they're we last so plotted, are out of two competitions.
But, hey, he wins in his second season. Not maybe, always.
Yeah,
dumbass, bro. Right, yeah. Like, you just can't make claims like that.
I know. Unless they win the Europa League.
Oh, yeah, but that's, no.
That's Lyon,
easy. Yeah, they just won 4-0 at the weekend. Yeah.
Climbing the table a little bit.
Huh?
Climbing the table a little bit, Lyon.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Lyon, though. Their 2025 has been quite rubbish.
Mm.
Fair.
Matisse-Sel.
I didn't see the goal. I actually turned it off.
It was a good finish.
Kulusevski, what a cross.
Yeah, great cross, Kulusevski. And just like a he's like their best player.
We got to talk about Sonny, man.
Sonny? Like,
we got to talk about Sonny.
Is he making the...
Oh, fuck. He would have been a good candidate for over 11.
No.
He... This season has shown... Maybe it's his age. Maybe it's his mentality. Maybe it's just too much Tottenham because he's been there for so long. But guys, like, this is something that we really need to be concerned about because... He's been terrible, and he's their captain, and he's supposed to be their leader, and he's not leading. He's not leading them on the pitch. I don't know what's happening off the pitch, but I'm sure it's not going well in that department either. And the performances that we've been seeing week in, week out, I get it. Everyone's injured. I get it. Like, there's no back line. I get it. You're playing a fifth-choice keeper. You have to sign in January. But
yeah.
At what point is, like, do you just look at Sun and just go, like, bench him? Bench him. Because I heard Tottenham fans mad that he stayed on instead of their youngster.
There's not really anyone to bench him for.
Who did they bring on?
They brought on Papi Sarr.
And at half?
And they brought on Bissouma at half. And then they probably moved, I don't know, maybe Bergvall up? I don't know.
Anyway, but I've...
They literally have no other strikers.
It just gets to a point, like, Sonny's has... Yes.
You can play Tell at the 9.
Yeah. Like,
and then...
He has 6 goals, 7 assists in 19 games. Like, it's not terrible. But I think the overall performances, especially later on in this season, have been really, really disappointing. And from a neutral, it's just like, I mean, I'm not a neutral, to be honest. But from an outsider perspective, if that was my star player and it's giving Aubameyang vibes where it's like you just checked out and you're not dragging your team through the mud. And it's not a good look for him or Tottenham.
Good shout for your Sun leaves Tottenham prediction.
I know he signed that weird clause in the extension, but
yeah, he gets still 1 year extension. But he can still
that's
leave
on the
for
bingo
fee.
Card.
No,
it was zero prediction. Okay. 25 bowl predictions.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out Aston Villa. I thought Marco Asensio looked good.
He did. His little cameo was nice.
Yeah, that was a really, really back,
surprisingly. Was, yeah.
Yeah.
For us, it wasn't looking like that. I'll tell you that.
I give it 3 weeks. Yeah. And he'll be back to normal.
That's great.
Okay, and
he was putting in tackles and everything.
He's so amped.
I've never seen him put in a tackle in a PSG shirt.
Day before that, it was United Leicester. Let's make this quick, lads. It was
you won, bro.
Another poor performance from United, bailed by a lack of VAR.
Yeah. Harry Maguire wins it at the death.
I mean,
isn't it crazy how VAR takes up such a big space in the footy world and in our conversations whenever we talk about the Premier League.
But
now that it's not there,
the minute it's not there,
we're still talking about it.
Yeah,
because it should have been there.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they added VAR, every conversation we have for the rest of time about referees is going to involve VAR. That's just the fucking Pandora's box you opened in 2020, right? Yeah. So hey,
do you think the referee not raising his flag on that Maguire goal, which, by the way, is very clearly offside.
Yeah.
And from the naked eye, anyone would pick that up. I don't know why he didn't raise his flag.
Yeah.
But do you think it's because he's been so accustomed to having VAR like on the back of his decisions that he's taken, like, he just puts little attention to it now?
That's a good point. But I'm sure for the majority of that Lino's career, he's been working in a world without VAR, firstly. So, I mean, like, it shouldn't change your instincts on what you call and what you don't call, especially knowing that you do have or don't have VAR here. I also think it's because of, like, not the angle, but Maguire was kind of, like, the defender closest to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't see if there was, like, a Leicester player, like, kind of in front of Maguire blocking his view.
Why are you defending
him? No, because on the...
Like... This is how you won like your every title against with Sir Alex Ferguson. So like it's okay. I guess it's ingrained.
They said on the broadcast too, like you kind of couldn't see because
that's such a lame excuse, bro. It's your job to see. Then move to the right. Like, I know you're supposed to be in line, but, like, just move. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm not defending the call. It was a bad call.
But I don't care. It was a bad call. I don't care.
I didn't really care either.
Missed calls happen all the time. Like, who, you guys scored. I'm not.
That's the game. That doesn't, play,
like,
right?
That doesn't, like.
United in the last round got fucked over by no VAR. So, like, sometimes you're a benefit, sometimes you don't benefit. Oh, same God. Thing whether VAR is there.
When's the draw?
VAR is not there.
Like, he's never satisfied, eh? Well, I know last time when they beat Arsenal and he went, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, VAR still fucked us over when it wasn't there. Like, bro, just take the win and leave.
The draw will be held at 7:10 p.m. on Monday evening ahead of Doncaster hosting Aston Villa. So that is in 2 hours. 2 hours. The relevant teams left in the FA Cup are United, City, Ipswich, Bournemouth. Fulham,
Bournemouth late FA Cup run.
So
sick. So doable. So doable.
Yeah. Fulham, Newcastle, Brighton, Villa, Wolves, probably so Palace. All the print teams. Probably Plymouth. Forest.
And Plymouth Argyle.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. And then City were losing for Chelsea. A couple of minutes to think. Oh my God, yes, and Chelsea.
Which can lead me into my. Did you see this Sancho thing?
No.
Okay, go look it up now. But look what Sancho commented on Rashford's post.
On Rashford's post?
Uh-huh. Eh? On Rashford's Aston Villa post. Jew's going to love this.
God, this is live reaction?
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't seen this. I think
freedom?
Oh, which my is why, God. Bro, this is so good because I walk into the podcast today and I go, bro, did you see what Sancho? He's like, no, what? I was like, oh my God, we're going to get live reaction on the pod. Yeah, he commented. Sancho commented freedom on Rashford's post, like first game as an Aston Villa player post. Julian, immediate reactions.
Oh my fucking God. I don't see it. Oh no, there it is. Freedom. What a fucking little weasel. Oh my God.
It's crazy, eh?
Bro, he's fucking stinking it up too at Chelsea. I hate this guy so much, man.
Like, it's the audacity.
I fucking hate this guy. Free. Oh my God. Totally. Okay, let's just.
But this also maybe means that there's actually a problem in United, like at the actual club.
No,
itself.
It doesn't. No, it fucking doesn't.
If two players are fucking complaining,
universally recognized for putting in no effort and publicly going up against the manager, Jadon Sancho. Let's fucking remember. All right. Oh my God. Ten Hag came
we
in.
Got him.
Jadon Sancho singing up the gaff. Ten Hag takes him around his shoulder and goes, I'm going to send you to the Netherlands for 4 months. No pressure on you. You come back when you're ready, Jadon. And then he comes back. He does well for a couple of weeks. Then he stinks it up again. Fast forward to the Arsenal game. Netherlands, where did he say?
Germany. He's Dortmund, no?
No. Not the loan. I'm talking about in Ten Hag's first season. You don't remember? But okay.
I don't. Sorry.
This is what happened.
Apologies.
Last season, the Arsenal game at the Emirates, in the lead-up, Jadon Sancho was putting up terrible performances in training, not trying like he should, not being a servant to the team like he should, and Ten Hag, rightfully, doesn't include him in the squad. I think if we were all managers, we would have done the same thing because that's how this club should operate, right? Jadon Sancho goes on a public tirade up against the manager, right? Then, rightfully, banned from the squad, refuses to apologize to the coach, is seen on FIFA, as we're getting demolished by Bayern in the Champions League. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of getting thrashed 5-1, and he's on pro clubs.
Priorities, isn't it?
Still comes back into the team and stinks it up still. And now he's off to Chelsea, where he's stinking it up still.
So you don't think there's a problem at United? In the club, it's like how the club is ran.
I'm not saying United is perfect. But I'm saying the big reason why we've been so bad is because of the bad actors inside of the squad. Jadon Sancho being fucking one of them. And honestly, Marcus Rashford being another one.
You know what's crazy?
Like, this is ridiculous, bro.
I knew they were getting
freedom. Jadon Sancho saying freedom that, is fucking
I'm so
crazy.
Surprised you didn't see this earlier.
I'm so happy he's not at our club. So fucking happy. Oh my God. Our best move in the past fucking 5 years is getting rid of Jadon Sancho. Jesus
Christ.
Well,
he's still technically kind of.
This kind of tells me that there might be a problem at United. Because remember Ronaldo's interview with Piers Morgan where he's ripping on United as well?
No, bro.
Brother,
that one I think, understand. Ronaldo was
seeing this with a blind eye.
Oh
bit. Bro, if two players are complaining about United and the best one of the best players of all time is also complaining about how the club is ran and everything at the
I'm
club,
not saying United
there must
is,
be a problem.
I'm not saying United is ran well, but two things can be true at the same time. What United said in that interview with Piers Morgan, he was right in saying, I don't think it was the right moment to say it. I don't think you should have done that interview so publicly and like and done all that. And he rightfully got cut from the team after that. But Jadon Sancho, he's already been gone from United. He left United months ago. He's not going to come back to United. He's technically still a United player, but he'll never come back into the squad. To just put out shit like that is just a whole, it's a different thing. It's a whole different thing. And in a couple of years, when he leaves Chelsea, don't be surprised if he's saying the exact same thing about Chelsea.
Freedom is crazy. Like saying that is still crazy. Well, I still think there's an underlying issue at United that makes these players say these things.
Yeah. What's wrong? What's up with like you guys in wingers, bro? Rashford, Antony, Greenwood, Sancho, even Ronaldo, if you classify him as a winger. Like, oh my God. You just, there's so many issues.
Even his second stint was good too.
Yeah. Garnacho. Like, you just Garnacho have like, this is drama with every single winger you have. Like, there's drama. There's never not drama.
I know. No, United is...
You guys need an all-for-one, bro.
A what?
Like, an all-for-one doc. Like, you know the Amazon docs they do? Yeah.
Amazon approached us for that. But...
That probably would help with your money or whatever you always complain about.
I took a screenshot of the comment just in case he deletes it for the TikTok.
Yeah, I saw Goldbridge, like, you know the Goldbridge edits TikToks? I saw him. That's how I first saw it. I was like,
really?
Oh, wow, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, good.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, if that was an Arsenal player. Like, let's say, like, Alba said that. Also, Alba did say in a... Aubameyang said in an interview, like, not too long ago, something... First word that comes to mind when you think of Arteta, and he was, like too angry or something, or, like, too harsh. I was like, all right, lad.
Exactly. You're fucking projecting that he was too harsh for you.
Yeah.
You're not taking any accountability for your own issues, which Jadon Sancho is clearly not doing, and that is the problem here. I'm not saying he's wrong in saying that there's issues at United, but saying freedom and making that slimy, salty ass comment like that, that's funny. A whole different level. And that is so embarrassing for him. That's so embarrassing for him. Though. It's funny. It's funny. I see how it's funny from an outside perspective. Yeah.
Anyway,
God, you're gonna be on the clip like that.
Just play with my necklace. Anyway, Chelsea here, their little title charge fell off too, but that's, and they're, I guess they're,
bro, yeah, charge. And saying and commenting this the day after you just went out in the FA Cup too, after putting up a stinker performance. I think it was the same day. Wow, bro,
it's kind of crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Anyway.
I'm really surprised we didn't see this like last night, Blake.
I think it was this morning.
It's a 17 hours ago.
17 hours ago.
So yeah, while we were sleeping.
17 hours ago? No. 12 hours ago was midnight. 5 hours before that, 7 p.m. So our pizza was just arriving.
Yeah, but we weren't really on the media of social.
Of course.
Yeah. Media of social.
Anyway, shall we get into the potatoes that are meaty?
Is there anything? Big Yoda guy today, huh?
I try to be. I said bequeath in my...
You read it to me.
He did?
He did read it to me. Nice.
Do we want to touch on La Liga?
We need to touch on La Liga.
Okay.
I think Blake can touch on La Liga.
Yeah, go on, Blake.
Right, let's hear it.
A 1-1 draw in the Madrid derby. Like, I want to be locked in, but I just not. But Yamal didn't score or assist. It's a W weekend for me.
It's not like he had the most dribbles completed in the
game.
Did
you guys see... Hold on, one thing. Arsenal agenda always. Y'all see Saka's scar?
No.
A scar from a surgery on his hamstring.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's fine, lad.
See, like, you guys are so mean.
But you just went, Yamal didn't score or assist yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, because you guys make me want to hate him, bro. You make me want to hate him.
Oh, my God. He's 17 years old, man.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the comments under that video? If we want to talk about comments?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't care, bro. Someone agrees with me, and that's all I'm at.
Someone
does.
My alt account
just so happens to be Arsenal fans.
Nah, bro, it's okay. You guys can. We'll see who wins.
Yeah, we'll see.
Title
we'll see.
First. It's gonna be Barca.
Plus, he already won the Euros.
Yeah.
Against England, Saka.
Yeah. Okay, but the Spain team was better. That wasn't.
No, let's not rewrite
player for player?
History here.
Player for player,
let's
no,
not rewrite
playing,
history here.
Yeah, they're playing
so
yeah,
as a unit.
Tell me, you cannot tell me that going into Euro 2024 people were expecting more from Spain.
Well, no, obviously not, of course. Yeah, no, but as a unit, they were like one of the
two best games teams. In, people thought they were going to win the whole tournament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It took.
They were a worse collective of players on paper that just put it together better.
Yeah.
It's the good football we like to see.
Yeah. That's the good football we. Yeah.
You're trying to like rage bait me into something.
No,
here.
But you're trying to take away from the accomplishment, saying that like
no, I'm not.
You're a good team.
No, I'm not. You're just trying to shit on Saka as always, bro. And put Lamine Yamal above him. Like, no.
No, I'm not shitting on Saka. He's a world-class player. He's a fantastic player. And I hope
anyway,
his
go back to
better.
La Liga. I always do this to you guys. I'm sorry.
A 1-1 draw in the Madrid derby. Julian Alvarez. First.
It's a pen, guys.
It's a shame that a big game like this is overshadowed by a poor refereeing decision once again. That penalty, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's just never a penalty. And it just kills the flow of the game. Both teams were attacking very well, and both teams had their fair share of chances, but once that pen got called, I feel like the game died down a little bit. Atletico sat back, obviously, because they scored the first goal. And it just got kind of stale from there. I mean, Mbappe scores early in the second half, and then from there, it's another stalemate. Real Madrid had the better chances, I thought.
Yeah, no, but 100%. The second half,
again,
it went up.
It's just the refereeing decisions all the time that overshadow these big games and the potential that these big games have. At the beginning of this game, it was very... It was such a cagey affair. Both teams were attacking very, very well. I know. But then...
We were just talking about, like, a couple weeks ago, how the refs in La Liga are so much better. And they're like, why don't we talk about the referees in other leagues? The answer to that, probably just because we don't watch the other leagues exactly. as much.
Fair.
But bad referees exist everywhere. Mm-hmm. But...
Yo, guys, they don't have center backs, eh?
Who? Madrid?
Madrid.
Yeah, no, they're cooked.
Yeah. They're so cooked.
They're cooked.
That's crazy.
I watched their game in the Copa del Rey.
Clement Lenglet plays for Madrid now? I mean, Atletico Madrid now? What?
Sorry? Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
He's been there for like, what, a
I
year?
I think, a season now.
That's crazy, God. Bro.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so
Yo,
sorry.
Yo, don't act like so you're watching every Atletico Madrid game. Like, it's okay, Julian. I promise.
No, I watched the Real Madrid game before this one with the last minute
That's
winner
crazy,
against Leganes. Remember the name, guys. Gonzalo Garcia.
Yeah.
20 years old, scored a bullet header to win the game for Real Madrid. That was big. That was big. Endrick scored as well in that game. So, yeah.
No, he was only there this year, guys. Like, relax.
Like, he transferred in August?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
still pretty big news, no? From a Premier League club to La Liga club?
Well, yeah. Premier League club.
The top
he was
four
on
Premier
loan.
League club.
He still a Barca player.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think both teams will be happy with the draw.
We'll be happy with a draw. Barcelona will be happy with a draw.
Yes, yeah. This makes the title race even more
they
interesting.
They capitalized
yeah.
against Sevilla 4-1 in a game. Oh, guys, Pedri genuinely might be the best midfielder in the world.
That's
all I got to say.
I see it.
That's all I got to say. But they capitalized against Sevilla very well, and now the title race is 2 points from first and third. So Barca will be very happy with
How
this draw.
How is this Pablo Barrios kid?
Who?
Pablo Barrios? Keep seeing him on the Atletico Madrid team sheets.
I'm not too sure.
See, it's not just me, guys. It's not just
Do you
me.
See Diego Simeone's son?
No. Did he do something?
He like starts for Atletico Madrid now. And
no,
it's
I,
so good because he's
no,
like
I
the
know.
Perfect the perfect Diego Simeone player.
Well, I know, but
just happens to be Diego Simeone's son. It's amazing.
Number 8, Pablo Barrios. 21 years old.
No idea, mate. No idea.
I mean, hey, played against. Clearly, he's not that standoutable, but anyway.
Oh, three! Shout out. All right, shall we go to the meat and potatoes, lads?
Yes, the stew of the episode.
He can talk again.
No, don't do that, because if you guys were that locked into this fucking league, I would have said Pablo Barrios. Yeah, you would have known, because I think he started pretty much every game.
He did.
So let's not act
like
I don't
tap into
I'm not
crazy
locked in. So let's
but I will watch some games.
It's still my team, all right? Like,
clearly. Oh, yeah, just because of that Spider-Man kit?
No, I've liked him for a while, bro.
Okay, so like watch
since
some,
Jackson
just watch,
Martinez.
Just watch some games. That's what we're saying.
Since Jackson Martinez. What do you know about Jackson Martinez, bro?
We do. China knows a lot about him.
Yeah. We just went to China. Like, that wasn't like a.
Yeah, that wasn't. Yeah. You guys pause. Like I said, some
other things.
Okay. All right. Over 8-11. We're going to go around the table position by position, and we're going to name the most overrated player in our opinions. All right.
I haven't had one of those last in a while.
He has two. Blake has two United players. I have two Arsenal players. It's kind of like 2.5 Arsenal players.
Bro, like you're such a hater, bro. You're going to overrate on the second place. In the
Should
league.
I start with goalkeeper, lads?
Yeah, go.
My goalkeeper is Aaron Ramsdale.
He's just not like he's not rated anymore.
Yeah, but sure.
This was targeted at somebody.
Certain someone.
The love is slowly fading for Aaron Ramsey. Like, I still love him to death. He's so, but his jersey is like slowly getting deeper in my closet.
Okay.
I still love him.
Yeah, I feel like this was definitely more true like 2 years ago when people thought he was a good keeper at Arsenal. Like, I never saw the vision whatsoever. He was so mistake prone. He loved a little camera save. And I remember at one point you were saying he was better than David De Gea.
He's a mistake prone keeper, but the Onana stuff, he can just absolutely get behind.
Because Onana's not rated.
You rate him.
Onana's not rated.
You rate him. Not right now, Ramsdale's a better keeper than Andre Onana.
Okay,
and this is why. Aaron Ramsdale is on the fucking list,
bro. Because
this is why he's on the list. There we go.
Aaron Ramsdale's prime. Never mind.
Okay.
Aaron Ramsdale's prime is better than any version of Onana at United.
Be careful now.
I said at United.
I don't know.
But then you're really moving the goalpost there.
Yeah, you are.
Aaron Ramsdale for those couple of months there. Much better than the worst part of Onana's career.
It's been a long time now, I'm gonna be honest. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
Who's your keeper?
It's Emi Martinez, guys. Like, it's the obvious.
I just knew that was gonna happen, and I considered it as well.
He's actually so shit.
It was the no-brainer. It was the banker.
Like genuinely.
But this is the thing that I told you.
He's the most overrated goalkeeper to ever play a game of football in his life. He's the save he made. Okay, going back to the 2022 World Cup. Sorry, I had to like make sure it was the right one. Going back to that, the save he made against Kolo Muani was fantastic. Was literally like a save that changes the course of history, and there's no denying that, so I can't deny it. Was it a hard save to make? No. It was like a save that you see on a little breakaway.
Sure.
And people acted like it was the most insane save. Timing wise, sure, but for the actual essence of what it was not that hard of a save. He's living off that one moment for his whole career. Every time he plays Arsenal, he always lets the ball slip through his hands. You guys saw the draw when we went up 2-0. Both the goals he got a finger on, and he can't keep it out.
Yeah,
he's low key kind of prone to letting these ones that are like hit right at him. He tries to parry and it goes right in. He's not the best with his feet. I don't think he's very good at coming for corners. I mean, he's okay, but. At the end of the day, I just don't think he's that good of a keeper.
He made Team of the Year for 2024.
Oh my god,
like FIFA Pro 11. I think I know he was in the FIFA, like the EA FC.
Well, he did win the Copa America.
The thing is, but with Aaron Ramsdale,
just living off of that.
The thing is with Aaron Ramsdale, yes, he can make mistakes at times, but he's that keeper where he'll pull out spectacular saves regularly. The amount of times where I've seen Emiliano Martinez make a spectacular save.
It's like really bringing it back here.
Yeah.
Did I say Aaron Ramsdale?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, apologies.
It's okay.
The amount of times I've seen Emiliano Martinez make spectacular saves, I can't count on my fingers. It's a lot. He makes a lot of spectacular saves. And yes, sometimes he'll let it slip through his fingers and make that odd mistake, which is not what you want ideally from your keeper. You want him to be sound and safe and not take any chances. But I think the main reason why most people are so high on him is because of that one, the spectacular save he can pull out once in a while.
That's fair.
And is also, a lot of people don't talk about this, but his penalty shot stopping ability is impeccable. Yeah. And that's the main reason why he won this year, the Copa America, and he won the World Cup, is because for the times that Argentina had to be in a penalty shootout situation, he's always been the person, the goalkeeper that's bailed them out.
Fair. I don't rate him. A little biased too.
I see where you're coming from though.
But he's not a bad keeper.
Why don't you have the Aaron Ramsdale love for Emi Martinez?
Yeah, like he was an Arsenal player.
Made his name at Arsenal. Yeah, but it was kind of like a magical story of how
he also tried to think he was better than Bernd Leno. Like, let's relax here. Bernd Leno's
better than
Bernd Leno's my boy.
Nah, he was.
Bernd Leno's my boy.
All right.
Low-key, Bernd Leno.
Change my keeper.
I should have got a Bernd Leno keeper, bro.
Any mid-Arsenal keeper.
Bernd Leno was a good keeper, 10 bro. Years. You know what's good, too, is I signed Bernd Leno like the year before on my career mode, bro. Oh.
The year before what?
He signed for Arsenal.
Oh, okay.
He's good.
Who do you have?
Chesney.
That's so lame.
How is that lame?
That's such a lame choice.
Because he still has a lot of name value from his work a couple years back.
Sure, he did retire.
And
just came out of retirement. But the games that I have been watching where Chesney have been in goal, I don't think any of them have been good. Yeah, against Benfica, my goodness.
Yeah.
Awful performance. And I'm not saying he's a rated goalkeeper to begin with, but...
Overall, though. Like, as a player, yeah.
Like, his general career, yes. Like, he was a very good keeper. At Juve, even at Arsenal, he was solid. Yeah, right? But, man, nowadays, like, maybe the age plays into this, and I shouldn't be putting him in this list because of the age. But seriously, like, the backup keeper for Barcelona was playing better games than Chesney.
Fair. That's valid as fuck. I think, like, some football casuals will just see the name on the team sheet and connect the name value to the present-day keeper and has no idea, like, how much he's regressed. And I have a couple of players on my list that fit that same profile. Big names that just aren't as good as people might think.
Can I just say honorable mention to two keepers on the same team? Ederson and Ortega.
No, Ortega's class.
I don't think he's class at all.
Ortega's good.
I think he's a decent keeper, but he's overrated.
He's playing backup, bro. Like, what do you want from him?
He's not playing backup now. He's starting.
No, I know, but he is the backup, like, in general.
And is he against Arsenal? You want to call him class after that?
What do you want him to do at any of the goals, really?
Rico Lewis's goal?
So that's not a player that plays for Arsenal.
Or Miles Lewis-Skelly's goal, sorry.
I guess.
You know what I was talking about, too. Like,
put some respect on his name. Yeah, sure. I disagree with the... Ortega, but Ederson, yeah. Ederson, I don't like. Anyway.
Fair.
Right back?
All right. I put Reece James.
See, that's like hard. Right back was hard for me.
Right back was hard for me, too. I don't think this player deserves it that I have here. Reece James is just injuries. Like, anytime he's on the pitch, I think he's
availability,
like Luke Shaw.
Availability is the best ability. He's like Luke Shaw. And, like, I do think he's pretty good when he is.
I think he's class when he's healthy.
Yeah. But I think the injuries are catching up to him as well. That, like, him and Malaga Store are, like, very... very close.
You know, all I'm saying is this podcast is talking about the Kendrick Lamar performance, and
that's sick.
I keep seeing them cut to like each person, and I really want to know what their opinion is on it.
What do you think her opinion is?
That's why I just really want to know. Like, I really,
I don't think it's too positive.
I don't know. And the guy she's talking to is definitely of similar stature in more ways than one. Okay. So I just really want to know what they're thinking. I really want to know. They're laughing, so maybe it's okay. But,
a little transition there.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, okay. Right,
let's get back to it.
I have Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought he was this season he's class.
I just think, like,
he's been okay.
He's been trying. Not very rated. The whole thing was for him to move on from United and really solidify his spot as a really good right back.
I did rate that transfer to West Ham a lot. So I see where you're coming from.
It hasn't really worked out the way they would have wanted, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's still put up good performances, but they're sneaky good performances. Yeah. Not like, oh my goodness, he's absolutely cooking over there. West Ham as a whole, just like a little disappointing at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. But I see where you're going with that. What about you?
I have the worst professional football player I've ever seen in my entire life.
Of course.
I have Mateus Nunez at right back. My God. Jesus Christ. Someone save this man.
Oh my God.
Yes. Okay, sure. It's not his natural position. But nice, fuck.
Terrible, yeah.
Fuck. Like, I've seen midfielders play right back. João Neves played right back the other day. Put in a fucking shift and a half.
Party, not great, but still can do
it. Thomas Partey does it. Zaire Emery does it from time to time. Luis Enrique is a big center mid to right back kind of guy. I don't know why.
Weah?
Yeah. Timothy, but he's more of a right winger.
But still,
I've seen players out of position play right back and put in a shift. For a midfielder who has a great defensive ability, you would think playing right back would be decent for him, right?
Yeah.
Man, this guy cannot put a foot right. He doesn't know how to kick a ball. He plays in Timberlands. Every time I watch this player, it's awful. It's just, I see no positives in his play. Seriously.
He might be like the worst player I've ever seen. Like, he's so bad.
I genuinely think he is. Every single time he's on the ball, so nothing happens. He's the reason why PSG won that game. He is the reason why PSG came back against City. He is the sole reason. Who cooked him the other day? Someone flipped him inside out. Was it an Arsenal player?
Trossard maybe?
I think it was Trossard. Flipped him inside out. Like, as a professional player, like, you're still... What are you doing? You're
still a Bruges one, too.
Sorry?
The Bruges player as well.
That's what it was. Oh, yes. That's what it was. It was a Bruges player. Yes.
Yes.
Bro, How do you get flipped like that? As a professional player playing for City, the champions of the Premier League, 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row.
Yep.
How is Pep Guardiola letting this happen?
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm not even clip farming. It pisses me off. How is he a regular starter on this team?
I don't know.
Genuinely. Honorable mention. Like, I do like my honorable mentions. Rico Lewis is up there too.
Yeah, I was gonna mention Rico Lewis too.
Like, we're getting to levels where we were hyping this guy up to be one of the best right backs, up and coming right backs. My goodness.
Yeah.
It's looking Connor Bradley needy clear. For him as well.
Connor Bradley is clear.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. I don't think that's controversial at all.
No.
Okay. Center backs now, lads.
Yep.
My first center back is Lisandro Martinez.
-2. I'm surprised.
-3.
I'm surprised that you
Because I think he's a brilliant player, but again, this is a big theme for a lot of my players. Availability is the best ability.
Shit when he's available. he's played not, so terrible this season.
The game before his season-ending injury, he scored the winner. Before that, he played... he's had a few moments where he'll play a beautiful ball in over. But in terms of his defending... I definitely see where you're coming from. I think we talked about this earlier in the Amorim system. I don't think he's the biggest beneficiary of that. I don't really think he works in it. I honestly think Harry Maguire is a decent little shot for him. He just saved himself, and I'm still pissed off that he's missing the whole season because, again, he had those moments where he'll play a beautiful ball into Amad or Garnacho that's directly led to us scoring. Or the week before against Fulham where he just flat out scored the winner. Lucky deflection still. But good player, but the expectations we put on him in his first season when he was amazing. Saliba comparisons for a little bit there.
That's
not for me. Not for me.
Fucking disrespectful.
But for a little bit there, there was.
Wow. What, you hate United? What? Why? Why would you ever hate United?
God. But a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I agreed. He's just small in it.
Great football analysis there, Blake.
I have Marquinhos, but I mean, I can't say I've been watching too much Marquinhos, but that was someone who, when I looked through all those center backs, it kind of popped up in my head as a player who has been a name that has brought a lot of novelty to it and footballing prowess. And I feel like you don't really rate him very highly.
It's not that I don't rate it. The thing with Marquinhos is that he'll have a good game and then chain a couple bad games in a row. This season and last season specifically, he's never been consistent. And that's the thing that bothers me with Marquinhos. When I look at center backs and the center backs that I want in my team, I want center backs that can, as a captain too, that can lead the team, that can bring the team forward, make those crucial tackles. Last season, we went out because of him, because he made a silly mistake that led to a corner, which Dortmund scored on that corner. It's just those dumb mistakes that he keeps doing and that just add on to his inconsistencies. That just really bothered me. So I don't mind you putting him in there. I was looking at center backs and I was quite uninspired with the names that I was seeing because some of them are quite good. But Marquinhos, I don't hate that shot.
Okay.
I don't hate that shot. My second center back, again, I don't like putting him here because it's not his natural position. But this season alone, Tchouaméni has been very poor.
I was debating that.
Very poor for Real Madrid.
Again, it's tough when they're playing out of position, but it's fair.
That's mainly why I put him there because he's just a lot of mistakes from him as well.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes from him. Fair. It sucks to see because he's a very good defensive midfielder, but it's just not working at center back. But it's not, and it's not his fault. So
yeah.
Second center back, I had Gabriel.
What? Wait, the Arsenal Gabriel.
There's no way you're serious.
Wait,
bro.
Arsenal's Gabriel?
No way you're serious.
Okay,
bro.
You have to give me your justification.
No, there's actually no way. You're actually race baiting.
There are certain center backs.
Bro, he's actually racist, bro. What do you mean there's certain center backs? How are you starting with that?
Well, okay, don't say that because I was going to say, I think Rudiger's better than him.
I mean, sure. Rudiger's one of the best center backs in the world.
He's injured right now, so you can't
Yeah.
Of course. But I'm just saying.
You're comparing him to one of the best center backs in the world over the last three years.
I think he is a fantastic center back still. I think he's nowhere near as good as Saliba. I think this season.
Gabriel has been a better center back than Saliba has. This season.
But how do you really judge that?
By watching the games? what the fuck?
No,
you
I
judge that
no,
by
I watched the games. I've been watching
his defensive interactions.
He's more assured. Yeah.
Like
any his goal scoring ability is
but that's
fantastic. But what why that's what
do you remember? Do you guys remember?
I agree. Like it's a part of his like center backs
like go up on corners. Why are you hating on my players?
Because I think I still think he's a fantastic player. Okay,
why is he in your most overrated?
I still think he's a fantastic player, but I'm just saying he's an 8 instead of a 10. Okay, and hear me out. Remember a couple years ago when we were saying that like Joel Matip was one of the best center backs in the world because he had a partner with. Because he was partners with Virgil van Dijk, and just because of the sheer partnership, because of how they operate as a pair, he just became such a better player than he actually was. And if you took van Dijk out of that, and that did actually happen, he became a much worse player and made a lot more mistakes. I think if you took Saliba out of that Arsenal side, you would see a very similar thing happen to Gabriel. Nope. I still think he's a very good center back on his own. I still think he's a fantastic center back. And his partnership with Saliba, one of the best that we've ever seen. But if you take Saliba out of that, who I think is a very good center back on his own, would Gabriel stand alone? I don't think so.
I do think so because he was fucking class for Lille and is why Arsenal splashed to get him.
Yeah,
and he didn't have Saliba next to him.
And Saliba's been the one that's been injured a couple times or suspended without. So Gabriel's been having the opportunity to have Saliba without him, and it's not always gone great. But it's
exactly.
Yeah, but is that more of his fault, or is we're playing another left-sided center back at the right side?
Like who's not a bad center back? Like you'll play Kivior there. Who's good? Like
no, Kivior is not very good. Okay. Kivior is not good. That's a really terrible take. Also, like no. You're calling him overrated. Like that's again you're picking the wrong battles here. Like
again, if you're calling him a 90 overall, I'm calling him a 86 or 87. You know,
you just can't put him in your most overrated. Yeah, that's
just
11,
such a sweet. Like you're just dragging it. Like
yeah.
All right, lads.
Not a fan.
Right, he's so good, bro.
I think he's one of the best center backs in the Premier League.
I think he's
top three,
four. Yeah,
this season.
Yeah,
he's been better than Saliba.
He has been better than Saliba. Absolutely,
it's just a fact.
And Saliba got cooked by Isaac.
Calling him Isaac.
Isaac in the cup this week. He got cooked by him.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Anyway.
So do you want me to replace Gabriel with Saliba?
I actually wouldn't mind if you had Saliba.
I mean, that would kind of make more sense. Like,
It would make more sense. Like, sure, it's still a bad take.
But then you're doing recency bias, bro, because he's like, oh, he's
so
been
are you, apparently.
Year.
Like, I don't know.
It's not even recency bias, because last season he was class two.
Yeah.
And the season before.
But Saliba was better.
Genuinely, has Gabriel had a bad season for Arsenal yet?
No. Like, unless you
He looked a little shaky when he first came to Arsenal before he paired up with Saliba.
Like, what he expected. Pablo Mari.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
obviously,
you put anyone with these players.
He wasn't like the revolution.
Yeah, because he got
like,
better.
By himself.
He got better. That's what players do.
Like, he didn't really become Gabriel until Saliba partnered up with him. And maybe that's just my narrative, and maybe it's wrong. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe if Saliba goes to Madrid, Gabriel still becomes an amazing player. Maybe he regresses, and we come back, and we say, wow, Julian, what a take. And
I think the metric in which you gauge a center back's ability is also based on the complementarity that he has with his partner center back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can't judge a center back based off of just his ability on his own because he has.
They both make each other better.
Yes,
to be honest.
Yeah. Saliba would be playing poorly if Gabriel wasn't there. The same way that Gabriel is.
Yeah.
Playing not as good if Saliba's not there.
I think there's just a certain tier of center back where no matter who they're playing with, they're just gonna change the whole look of that defense altogether. Virgil van Dijk being example number one. I thought Rudiger at some point was that as well. But like Van Dijk, when he came to Liverpool, I forget who was his partner when he first came to Liverpool.
Lovren.
And that defense turned into something great, right? Just because of Van Dijk. And then Matip came, and then Matip wasn't really a highly rated center back at all, but he was amazing next to Virgil van Dijk. Joe Gomez, even for a little bit there, was good next to Van Dijk. I'm just saying like
I see your point, but it's just incorrect.
Yeah, like he's just not overrated.
He's just really
overrated. Is crazy. Like
that's, and also like I guess Lovren and Matip, like those players don't come close to what Gabriel can do.
I'm not saying of course.
Okay, we should move on.
Yeah, left back. See, I didn't have a left back.
I didn't really either.
I just put Cucurella.
I put Digne.
Cucurella?
Yeah, I don't. I think he's.
I actually think he's been a little bit underrated recently.
Me too.
Nah,
brother.
Lads.
What the Euro winner? The guy that started over Grimaldo, the most informed.
So
left
I'm
back
gonna
in
say
world?
I'm gonna say one thing actually. I have another Euro winner on this list.
Okay.
No.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, I think I may know who you're talking about, but if I hear the word stats when you say that player if it's the same player we're thinking of?
Well, I'm going to bring that up. No, because it matters. Because that matters. In an attacking position, that matters. I hate that.
I know who it is. But okay. let's not talk about
it. We'll cross that bridge.
I think Cucurella, brother. Like,
I don't know. I don't see it. Like, remember the whole, what was the when he slipped and then
yes,
yeah, that shit.
Like, he redeemed himself right after.
I know, but like, what are we doing?
He's a solid left back.
So, wait, this one was definitely one of the bias picks. Like, I just
solid left.
You guys
back.
Said you didn't have a left back either, so at least I put someone up.
Who did you put?
I put Digne.
I put Ferland Mendy.
Like, see what I mean? Like, I couldn't tell you what any three of these guys do. Like, they're just stay at home left backs. Like, it's a weird position.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the midfield.
Okay.
I just put three center midfielders.
Yeah.
My first center mid pains me a little bit, but I put Luka Modric.
Bro, what are you talking about? Come
on, bro.
Bro, this is Barbar level. Bro. What are you doing, bro?
Oh, he doesn't even play that much. Like, he does, but he's like,
what is he, 38?
He's not even starting. He didn't even start on the weekend, bro.
Are you serious right now?
What are you talking about?
You're putting Luka Modric?
Bro, what is happening? Why are you doing this?
Because it was the same thing with Chesney. Like, you attach name value and quality to the Ballon d'Or winner, but it's just not there anymore.
He's 39 years old. It's like, you expect him to start week in, week out for Real Madrid and put in performances?
And he's not. I don't.
So why do you hate him, bro?
He's rated because he's had an illustrious career and won almost every single title that was to be won.
I know, because a lot of people overrate him right now.
Who's rating Modric in 2025, bro? Like, he's a veteran
guy.
He's
rated in terms of his career, but his footballing ability obviously has regressed because of his age.
Which is why he didn't fucking start on the weekend.
He didn't, no. He came on.
And he doesn't start any game. The only reason he starts lately is because everybody's fucking injured.
It's not my proudest pick, guys, but I didn't really have anyone else that I could think of.
I put Jordan Henderson.
Oh my god.
Jordan Henderson.
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, that's bad too, bro.
How was that?
The last time I've heard of Jordan Henderson.
So this one is more of like a full career thing. Okay. I think Jordan Henderson as a player throughout his career has been like very mid.
I would tend to agree with that.
Like, what we're doing right now.
I know, but like right now he's still mid too. Like
the guy playing for Al Ittihad. Like,
no,
he's at Ajax.
Oh, did you see that press conference?
That's what I'm saying. So,
he can't even
move to France. France doesn't even want him, bro. He's supposed to go to France.
Monaco,
no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody rates Jordan Henderson.
This one's more like a career thing. I think Jordan Henderson as a player is like kind of like.
I didn't think I'd be hearing Jordan Henderson's name.
Well, that's why I said like it's not really relevant, but it's still kind of relevant.
Timmy Chairs just walked by again, guys.
All right. Anyway, that's one of mine.
Mine is Dom Szoboszlai.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't like that take.
I think he's been really good this season.
I think for the
especially later on, he's really improved recently.
For the way that Liverpool fans have been hyping up this player and the stuff that he brought to his national team, which was very positive, he just hasn't done the same for Liverpool. And I think this season, specifically, it's been a tad underwhelming.
Fair.
I mean, I also look at the price tag that Liverpool brought him in for. I mean, I know we're not judging transfers, but I don't know. A transfer fee does kind of tend to lean, like, guide us in the direction of whether a player is overrated or not.
I mean, not to advance at you, but like 93rd percentile on accurate long balls. No, like genuinely that matters for a midfielder, like an attacking midfielder, like that genuinely matters. Mm-hmm. He has like a good cross accuracy. He's like ranks highly among expected goals for his position. Like, I think as an attacking mid, maybe when he plays a little deeper, I think that's probably where he gets a little lost. But when he plays the attacking mid, which is what he's been doing more recently, I think he's really effective. And I think he's like a perfect kind of all-round, can do a little bit of everything.
I think there's a player there in him that is ready to blossom. But for the way that Liverpool fans have been hyping this guy up, it's just, relax. Like, yes, he's a solid player, but he's not as good as many Liverpool fans like bring him out to be.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. A little long shot merchant, perhaps. Next midfielder. I have Scott McTominay.
Bro, what are you... Bro.
Scott McTominay.
Yeah.
Yo, he's actually being so casual today. This is crazy.
This is a generational rage bait.
This is generational rage bait, bro. What are you talking about?
It's not rage bait. Nobody really cares about Scott McTominay.
What, how many players? One, two,
bro,
three.
Ranked him out as like the best transfer of the summer, bro.
He might be 0-6 right now.
Yeah.
Well, he started with Ramsdale. Who's not
no one even
not
rated. Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
rated. They did Reece James.
Then he did
Reece James, who's permanently injured. They did Lisandro Martinez, sure. One for three. Then you did who was it? Gabriel. Like, one for four.
That one's valid.
And then just now he did
Luka Modric.
Luka Modric.
And Scott McTominay, bro.
Oh my god.
That's just terrible from you, lad.
I don't think it's terrible.
Scott McTominay in his last game, his last like
what?
Yeah, 8.1, 7.5. He scored yesterday. 8.1, 7.1.
Scott McTominay has been Napoli's best player.
Yeah,
this
bro,
season.
He's so good.
He's good as like a goal scoring like goal.
Yeah,
goal
at his role that he's supposed to play for that team.
When Julian arguments his point, he goes, he's good at, like, he always brings up what
he's good at doing this.
So how
this,
is he
this,
over
but
here
like,
then?
But
Gabriel
honestly,
is a good defender and he does everything right. But
No, he's good at this. He's good, but like, I just think like Zidane is better than him. You know what I mean? Like, so like, if McTominay is an 89, then like Zidane's a 99.
How in what world is McTominay overrated? He's fucking underrated for all that.
How is he underrated?
Because he came from Manchester United in a very bad position that they were, not playing an important role.
But if you actually watch the game,
not playing an important role whatsoever, and just completely changed this Napoli side, became one of their best player,
yeah,
quite frankly.
In the midfield,
In what world is he overrated?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Because he gets on the end of balls and puts the ball in the back of the net, but that covers up some shitty ass performances where he just shies away from the ball.
He only has 6 goals. Like, it's not, you're acting like. And also, why are we getting mad at him for scoring? That's just, why his argument
because
is getting mad at him for scoring.
He's a midfielder. He was brought up as a 6.
This is crazy, bro.
It's almost like Napoli's not first in the fucking Serie A.
Bro, he's getting mad at him for scoring goals. This is the argument that we have. He's getting mad at him.
I'm not getting mad. Okay, this is not against Scott McTominay. This is against the people that be calling Scott McTominay a good midfielder because of the
He plays in one of the best midfields in Serie A. He is a good midfielder, and he's scoring goals on top of that. There's no argument.
You're actually just biased.
There's
bro.
Zero argument
this
to be made.
This is why I was so mad I wasn't here. He's just biased, bro. He just biased. He tries to not be biased.
How am I
biased?
He's a former United player.
Exactly.
So
exactly. That's why you're biased.
You would put
bro.
Him in an overrated 11.
How?
Because
oh
he's,
my God.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Is he plays the attacking role in like a Labatka and Zambo Anguissa or whatever
like,
that is.
What a midfield, by the way.
And it's like, oh,
Labatka,
and it's like, yeah.
Zambo Anguissa.
Labatka is underrated. Yeah, he's
great
low-key underrated.
Labatka, Zambo Anguissa, and Scott McTominay. In what world is that a bad midfield?
No, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry that he plays the more.
I didn't say it was a bad midfield.
So how is Scott, if you didn't say it was a bad midfield, how is Scott McTominay an overrated player then?
Because he plays like he's wearing fucking Timberlands and he shies away from the ball and he just if you actually watch the fucking games then you see that he doesn't really have it like
but if you actually watch
like,
the fucking highlights because you're not convincing me that you're watching Serie A Napoli
game from time
no
time.
You won't no you
Yo,
won't
Empoli, bro.
No you won't
neither are you so you can't even shit on me that
I've
much.
Watched like one Napoli game this year.
I've tuned into a couple Serie A games this year.
Yeah.
So have I and I've if we're talking about hours watching Scott McTominay all right
oh my God.
I 10x both of you combined.
Yeah,
okay?
You're well, watching him at United not right now bro relax it's different
bro. I would say the same fucking thing about Scott McTominay when he was playing in a very similar role under Ten Hag last year.
He would come into your team right now and literally be your best midfielder.
That's crazy.
Overrated. Do you see what I'm fucking doing?
No, bro. He would,
oh my God, brother.
Your midfield is stinky as fuck, bro. Stop crying.
This is what I'm fucking saying.
Speaking of my next player, is Bruno Fernandes. Bro, which is low-key so the most valid thing I've ever seen in my life. He's actually...
Okay, hold on. Can we tell McTominay for a little bit?
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Like, repeat what you said about...
He's mad at him for scoring goals.
He's mad at him
no,
for being...
People...
If you watch the games, apparently he's a bad midfielder.
Yeah,
yes,
he is
a bad midfielder. He is a bad midfielder. If you're a scout, all right,
this
and you're watching and you're watching McTominay, you are not happy with McTominay's game. His tendencies, terrible. His quality on the ball, terrible. He's got a great strike on him, don't get me wrong. But how much of just GA are we attributing to him being a good technical, high quality midfielder? Too much.
He plays for the midfield that is first.
That was the most Frankie thing you've ever said in your life.
He plays in the midfield that is first in Serie A. How?
And fair enough to him. He's having a good season, but that does not take away from the big picture.
Yes, like
of Scott McTominay.
Like the 98th percentile most successful dribbles, so that would pretty much knock your
how many dribbles
terrible
on how many dribbles?
24 successful dribbles. That's a good amount.
24 game. That's like point. 5 a game.
He's
point
first position.
Game.
Yeah, how many times? No, how many times is a ball getting sent into the middle of the midfield and he has to drill?
He's
past
a 10. He's a 10.
How many times?
Is 10s do that all the time.
No, bro. Like, on the wing, maybe, but to go right through the middle, no. And he doesn't play a free roam role. And he's been dispossessed, like,
better than any United midfielder.
Okay,
right,
but now you're just gonna latch on to that. Bro, now you're just gonna latch on to that.
Because this is a key fucking example him saying
I'm just trying to rage
me
when it's fucking working, bro.
But this is playing into my fucking argument because he's overrated. You're overrating him.
He's a good player.
You're saying because he scores some goals for Napoli.
I just gave you other reasons why he's good. And you just
no one overrates him. Nobody overrates him.
Also, he's been like,
he's the best player in the first team in Serie A. Like,
yeah,
no one overrates him.
Okay, moving on. Let's move on.
All right, let's
Bruno.
This season, at least. I didn't say my second.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go.
Oh, did you?
I said Bruno.
No, because there's arguments for yours.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's not
going to get into it.
It's just true.
Mine is Coop Miners. My second.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's having a bad season.
Bruno is just, I don't know, like, what moves you when you watch Bruno besides his face while being punchable? Like, it's, like, I just don't know what he does that's, like, a positive play. He has a good game now. Again, he has a good pass on him. But again, it's like the same thing with Sonny. Like, if you're captaining a 14th place team and you should not be there, like, his performances don't move me to get behind him. I don't think he has the ability to lead a team. I don't think he has the ability to, like, to put a team on his back. I don't think he can. I don't think he's a good locker room presence. Actually, let me not say that. I don't know, but from the way he looks, I don't think he would be.
I've been there.
And
his abilities.
I just think like I just don't see if he's not having a good game, then he won't do little things to help the team win. You know what I mean? There's players who they don't need to have a good game to still affect positively. You don't need to be like, oh my God, he played amazing for him to have a positive effect on the game. But for him, if he's not having a good game, then he's absolutely stinking the gaff.
Yeah, none of what you said is true.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Okay, especially that last point, like, he'll have bad games where, like, his passes won't really be connecting, where he's forcing the ball up the field a little bit too much. But if you're talking about the little things that he does that benefits the team overall, Bruno does that in abundance, brother.
Yeah.
But I think this season, like, since Amorim has come in, he's trying to figure out, like, who fits in the 10 and who fits in the 8. And right now he's trying more Bruno in the 8, and I really don't like Bruno in the 8. So, I like, Bruno in an 8 in that position, I actually agree with you, Blake, that he is a tad overrated in that position. I do. But I think as a 10, especially, like, in years gone by, which I know is what you're referring to more, then terrible take.
All right. We've had this debate too many times.
Way too many times. My third midfielder is Bernardo Silva.
Me too.
I was thinking about that. You guys are gonna not. You guys are gonna really get mad at me for this one.
Hey, what a good pick.
I was thinking about that, but I didn't pick that. I have Gavi.
What?
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that. See, look. I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna go crazy, and I don't have much to go off of because like I'm watching
nah, clearly
every
not.
Barcelona game.
Clearly,
I'm
fucking not
every Barcelona game. I just think out of Pedri and Gavi, and they came up at a similar age.
Out of Pedri and Gavi, Pedri is the better player.
Listen,
does not mean Gavi's over it.
Julian, you've had every terrible take in this entire podcast.
Keep going. He's trying to laugh his ass off,
like as if he hasn't said every worst take in this fucking building.
Don't act like you're innocent. You have to explain yourself. Go. I explain myself.
I just think if we're comparing the two of them, which is exactly what Julian did for Gabriel and Saliba, if we're comparing the two of them, I think Pedri is just so far clear, and Gavi's like giving a little bit passion merchant.
But in what way does that mean that Gavi's overrated? Who overrates?
Because in the Barcelona midfield, give me a second here. Give me a second.
I got you. Frankie, Pedri, Gavi, Casado.
Yeah. And I don't think De Jong's had, I mean, De Jong's obviously better. I think out of the three, like he's the.
You want to talk about an overrated player? De Jong's up there for me.
De Jong, yeah, that's fair. But in my opinion, again, I don't know. I haven't watched too much, but from what I've seen, when I've watched like a Barcelona game, like in the Champions League or a random El Clasico, it's Pedri that stands out for me. And it's Gavi who's the one I see is taking that step back. That's just me.
Outrageous take. I will say.
But we want some outrageous. I could have said Mainoo. Would you rather me said Mainoo? Exactly.
At least Mainoo, you actually like watch the games. Like the fact that you have like not watched the Barcelona game.
No, I genuinely like I've had that preconceived notion about Gavi. I swear to God. Like on the couple of Barcelona games, I swear to God.
No, that's fair. Like 2 years ago, I feel like he was pretty rated.
Yeah.
The thing is with Gavi is that he just came back from an injury.
Absolutely.
A year long injury. Or a very long injury.
Yeah, it was long.
That you can't.
Yeah, fair.
The potential's still there. Like, And he's still a very good player. Like, when you see him on the
ready
ball.
For my next guy then. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Anyway. When you see him on the ball, he's you can. There's a player in him, 100%. Yeah. He's still a class player. Yeah. Calling him overrated is kind of crazy. Bernardo Silva?
He's just shit now.
I fucking hate him.
I didn't think I'd have to.
Fucking hate him.
I'd have to justify myself there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing right wing or left wing first?
Just winger.
Okay.
I mean, go left first.
Go left first.
I know who your left is.
My left winger is a
gun. Okay, like, guys, we need to talk about Nico Williams. Like, just a little bit.
This season?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just a little bit this season. Yeah. Hear it up. Like, just a little bit.
Here, go talk
again,
to me.
Am I watching at the... No. let me put that out there. However, for a player who was so impactful at the Euros, and was, like, not on the level of Lamine Yamal, of course, but, like, there was, like, this is the two cornerstone of our attack for the next years and years to come. It's been a disappointing return for him so far in this 24-25 season, and I don't think that's far off to say. Do I want him at Arsenal immediately? Yes, because I think there's a player in here, but he's got to pick it up a little bit.
Fair.
Okay. It's just overrated is, like...
It's harsh, but
But I see where you're coming from and where, like, the output has definitely regressed.
Like, if he's
an 85?
No, if his, what is his release cost? 80 million or something?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
If it's that much money and we're paying it right now, like, there's, like, a 20% chance that it could really backfire on us. Or, like, a 15% chance. Whereas, a year ago, right after the Euros, I would say pay that immediately. So, that's...
With the snap or
with like with the snap. Okay. But anyway, okay.
That's fair. Sure. I put Christian Pulisic. I think he's been really just...
He's been like really good.
This
good
this is, season, no, because this is just like not really like... This is just a general gripe I have. No, this is just a general...
Generational.
my left and right wing is just a general gripe I have with American media where they will focus on certain players so much fucking more than they should and just ignore everything else going around in football. And this is what, and that's what leads to motherfuckers calling him the LeBron James of soccer. All right, I'm telling you.
But no one actually takes it seriously.
No one takes that. Like, no, but if we're talking on a world level, like there is genuinely a guy.
He's been really good at Milan. There
is he? Is he the U.S. men's national team best player?
I'm telling you. There is a guy in Arkansas who doesn't watch a lick of footy. That thinks with so much confidence that Christian Pulisic is the best player in the world.
So because of bro in Arkansas, now we have to believe that he's overrated.
Yeah, and there are probably millions of people like that guy in Arkansas that genuinely thinks that Christian Pulisic is some generational talent. And for that reason, I think he's overrated.
He's been one of the better wingers this season.
Yeah, he's one of the better wingers.
No, he's had a good season. But, bro, everything you'll see him do, Bleacher Report, CBS, NBC, fucking, oh my God. It's so annoying because you won't see any of that for the Canadian boys at all, but.
Kind of like the guy.
Yeah. Like nothing against him.
Yeah.
Plays his footy.
Yeah, he does his job.
Yeah. For the U.S., it's different.
Yeah. Like,
there's some arrogance there.
Yeah, but.
But for Milan?
Yeah.
Totally fine with it.
He's cool in the
I'll let it happen.
Yeah.
I'll watch.
Yeah. Julian's not having the best time here.
Not having the best episode.
Yeah.
Nah. I stand by it. I'll bring in some guy from Arkansas.
Okay.
I strongly believe this. Okay. This one. My left winger is Rafael Leao. I think in terms of wingers in the world, might be the most overrated out of all of them.
Ooh.
Genuinely.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
You look at the potential that he was that people were hyping him up to be, and the player that he was. That he was supposed to be, or even like the performances that he was putting in a couple seasons ago, where he would turn defenders in inside out. Yeah, very electric player. But in the big games where it matters the most, I remember PSG last year, silent, nothing. Yeah. In the Champions League this year, barely anything either.
To be fair, Portugal versus France, he was our best player.
Yeah.
But with Portugal, he plays a lot better than he does with Milan, just in general.
Consistency that's lacking.
For me, I purely judge this overratedness on the big game performance that he lacks. He just every time there's a big game, he does not show up.
Fair.
And it bothers me a lot. And I also think his finishing ability is poor. Fair. And overrated.
Fair.
I think he's a very electric winger, and he can turn a game on its head whenever he wants, but he's too inconsistent at it.
Yeah.
He needs to find consistency within his game.
Fair.
That's valid.
That is
I thought that would be a little more controversial.
No,
glad you guys agreed.
I see it.
Okay.
Right winger?
Yeah.
Might be the second worst player I've ever seen on a pitch. Mm. I'm kidding. He's up there, though.
Same thing with Pulisic. Way too much coverage, even though he's still very
Wait, can we do that? Good.
Wait, you didn't say it.
What?
Wait, say your player.
Yeah, let's do Blake. Let's do Blake.
Wait, no, what? Who are you talking about?
Who's your, way too much coverage? It's probably another American.
No, oh. No. It's not
oh, I have American. I have Son or Matoma.
I like Matoma.
Yeah.
I like that joke.
I'll go. Sonny is whatever, but Matoma, I don't know. Like,
he falls into that same tree as Leao, I think.
Yeah. Like, you can just see sometimes he's really good, and then, like, a Saudi team puts an 80 million bid on him, and he actually stinks up the gap all the way back to wherever the hell he lives in Brighton. So, yeah, he's kind of one of those ones where it's, like, very skillful, very attractive to watch on the ball, and then.
You're just hungry when
yeah.
you
you're it's very Adama-esque, like, you yes. know?
He doesn't finish. He doesn't
very
finish
Adama-esque.
His chances.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the edge when you watch
like, I don't
him
know how
because
much
he doesn't
really
give you that satisfaction
yeah, like,
at the end.
He'll be one guy and then like, oh, he catches up, so I'll pass back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that
Thank
show.
Thank you.
I'll do it. Leroy Sané for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that's a really good,
My
one.
God.
Good one. Yeah, that's
he's
a really
he's
good
up.
He's yeah. up there.
That's a really
that's
good
Arsenal
one.
We're going to sign. Fuck, man.
Arsenal, we're going to sign him?
Well, like, maybe.
Yeah. My G.
Yeah, he's not very good.
He's genuinely, like, decision-making, one of the worst.
And he's been surviving at Bayern for a while,
I know,
too.
And that's what's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
His decision-making genuinely is one of the worst I've yeah. seen.
Well, with Miguel now, like, it's kind of over. But...
And it pains me because at City...
So good.
He was such a good player. Yeah. He was such a good player at City. And now, ever since... I mean... Pretty much ever since his transfer to Bayern, he probably had one or
really
two good seasons.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Genuinely big step down. I was disappointed at the Euros. I have a couple of Germany fan or Germany like friends.
Yeah.
German friends that they fucking hate him.
Yeah.
They do not like Fair. Him. So yeah.
Speaking of Bayern, did y'all see these like these little links that Harry Kane might leave Bayern with
really?
His release clause in his contract?
I did not see that.
You know what?
Oh
like,
yeah, but I also saw the expectation is that he stays.
He's gonna stay. Obviously it was like. Tottenham are the ones that are most likely to get him back. You know funny. Who else I've seen some sprinklings of? The Arsenal. Arsenal boy, Harry Kane, coming home.
That'd be funny. Insane.
That would be the ultimate. Move.
That'd be insane. All
right, let's wrap up.
Let's wrap
up
soon.
Oh, we didn't hear
no, 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 I'm saying let's wrap up soon.
Yeah. So here's the thing, guys.
Oh, my God.
So I was going to put Trossard in right wing.
All right.
I was thinking that a little bit. I know he switches left and right, but listen, but... Doing the rest of my list, I looked at my list, and before we had gotten talking, I was like, I need a controversial one in here.
It's not like eight other players.
I know, I know. You Gabrielle, look about it. Okay, go.
So, on the same basis as Christian Pulisic,
can you,
kind of glazing
I feel like you're just defending, you're trying to defend your pick right now.
He's
saying
Saka,
that he was
bro.
Looking for a controversial pick.
He's so going to say
because
Saka,
of a
bro.
Poor.
I put Messi.
What the fuck?
In 2025.
Oh, no.
No.
Messi is what?
40? 30?
Yeah. 36?
I know, but there's some guy in Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
Messi's overrated in today's football? Seriously? Oh,
why do you do this? Like, what do you gain from
this? It's the same argument as the Modric argument.
Yes.
People rate him because
same
of his...
Same argument as your Chesney one. Just on
it's
a bit of a bigger level. But
the scale is just totally different, though. People rate him because of his illustrious career and the trophies that he's won and the Ballon d'Ors that he's won and the individual accolades that he's gathered. In what way is
yeah,
him
you
transferring? It's
no.
like saying Ronaldo's overrated because
yeah.
he's an Al Nassr now.
Yeah, their team sucks, so he must be overrated, right? Yeah, exactly.
Reasoning.
There
please.
You go.
Reasoning.
You tune into 1 second of MLS and they'll have you thinking it's some like 2012 Lionel Messi and he is going to, and there's absolutely no way that he loses it at all. But like, he's like, he's not even like by far and away the best player in MLS.
He kind of, he low-key might be. I think he is.
I don't watch MLS.
No, he so. Who's better than him in MLS?
That Acosta guy. I forget his first name, but he was.
Luciano Acosta. No, bro. Absolutely not.
He was there.
Isn't he in France now?
Maybe.
I think Lille got him.
Maybe.
No, he's still at Cincinnati. No.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's... No, I don't think so. He won MVP last season, though.
Probably, because they love him. And that's the same reason why in Miami, got into the Club World Cup. The same reason why... Just...
Yeah, this is another terrible take, unfortunately, Julian.
I don't think it is.
In what way?
I don't think it is.
In what way is again, if Lionel Messi overrated, bro?
If they're saying he's a 93, I say he's a 90.
Wow.
Actually, in this day and age, they're saying he's a 93. I think he's like an 84. I think he's way overrated right now. Just because of, again, he is old. He is declining. But there hasn't been any acknowledgement of that from these big outlets that are covering him and have a vested interest in him doing well. And because of that, I think they've been shifting the narrative into, well, actually.
12 assists in 25 games in the MLS.
Repeat that?
21 goals and 12 assists in 25 games.
What the fuck? He's still a decent little player.
No.
He's averaging one and a half goal contributions a fucking game.
Still a decent little player. But
okay.
All right, let's wrap this up. Who's your striker?
Let me just say,
this is bad.
One of the worst take I've ever heard.
No, that was
and,
one of
and
the...
And the second worst take is also in today's episode.
That's the intro. That's so good. My striker's Duran because
he has to stick with Duran, right?
Like, I mean, it's more just the whole narrative thing.
See, I've been bad this episode, but I've been covering a lot for Blake.
What's your reasoning for Duran? How is he overrated?
Like, he clearly, if he felt he was good enough to stay in the Prem, he would have, you know.
Mm.
But he clearly didn't think so. So he.
I thought it was because of money.
I mean, we're not making a clip of it, so genuinely, I think I had Vlahovic.
That's good.
Because again, he's like the prince that never became king. Not really, but in a different sense. Was supposed to be the next big thing. Has still scored goals, but not to the level that we've expected him to.
And yeah. If you look at his Fiorentina days and the way he was scoring every single game almost.
So
Juve were really excited to have him.
So I'll go Vlahovic.
Yeah.
I put Ronaldo. I'm kidding.
See, I would actually have not minded if you were Ronaldo.
See, because and you know
then
what?
I can counteract Messi.
Based off of my kind of
he
rules here,
like
then it would make
game.
Sense.
No, he's not overrated, bro. Ronaldo scores like every game.
Nah, you know what? In Saudi Arabia, they're glazing him a little too hard, so I'm going to say he's overrated. But it would make sense based on my thing, but I didn't actually put him on my list, even though...
You did put Ronaldo on your list?
I didn't put him on my list, but he would fit. He would
was
fit.
On the list?
I put Gabriel Jesus instead.
Who rates him?
Yeah. Miles.
Miles rates him?
Miles rates him.
That's the only reason.
That's why Brahman FPL.
I put Dovbik in there.
Yeah. Remember, you guys.
I forgot about Dovbik.
You two were hyping the fuck
How's
out of Dovbik.
How's he doing on Roma?
Top goal scorer in La Liga last year. Yeah. Finished top goal scorer. Him or Sorloth.
It was Dovbik.
Was it Dovbik?
Yeah. Gets a move to Roma under De Rossi, it was at that time.
Mm.
Roma that was looking very good. Has one of the best Ukrainian teams in the last, I don't know, however long, in the last fucking 50 years. Yeah. Has one of the best Ukrainian teams going into the Euros, gets out in the group stage, doesn't score a single goal, and now he's barely entering the top 10 top goal scorers in La Liga.
Yeah, it's not good.
So for what we were hyping him up to be.
Very in La Liga or Serie A?
Serie A, sorry.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's fair. That's valid.
That's valid.
I feel like no one rates him, but
I thought people rated him last year.
Yeah.
If you were to say he was overrated last year, then that would have been the time to say it. Because you got to say they're overrated when they're actually fucking doing well.
Oh, so like what I say with Duran. Yeah, I caught you in a fucking web there, didn't I?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad take. I'm trying to defend my Pulisic take and my McTominay take and my Gabriel take and my Ramsdale take and my...
You can keep going. Anyway.
I'm just saying, if they fall off in the next year, that proves me right.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So let's see how this turns out in a year.
Not really. I'm sure. Yeah, I'll give it
yeah.
to you.
No, it doesn't though. Like, it really doesn't. It doesn't.
Like, it kind of does. But
it's just based off of their footballing ability.
Okay,
right
let's
now.
Go.
I know.
We're almost at 1:30. Let's get it.
All right, everybody.
Shibati on the up. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, FPL roundup. We don't have an FPL.
No, it's the same thing as last time.
Yeah, same thing as last time. Can we drill him a little bit on some of his decisions?
Sure.
Quickly.
Okay, can we take the role of like the board and kind of.
Oh my god, guys, like it's okay. Like, I should have tripled.
Why are you so anything? Shit, Blake?
All right.
Why do you refuse our help? Because we're trying to help you here.
I don't know.
Why'd you not triple captain Salah?
I forgot, genuinely. Or I was too scared. I can't remember. I really don't care that much about this anymore. Like, I really try to. I do, like, when I'm in the app, but I don't think about
Why
it.
Why Szoboszlai?
I already explained that.
Say it again.
I just want really want a Liverpool player. He was like the cheapest one I could afford that I thought could like score a long shot.
Raul Jimenez?
He scored.
He did.
He did.
But hopeful for the future?
I'm gonna be honest. Like I need a free hit. Or not a free hit.
Yeah. Wild card?
A wild card. Very soon.
I would save that though.
Well, no, I'm gonna save it, but like I'm really banking on that.
I have hopes in a Shiabadi Ashile exponential rise. Within the last 10-15 game weeks.
I'm here for it. But
once that wild card hits, I think you're flying.
I think so.
You need to make like 10 points on Miles every single week.
Yeah. Did that this week.
It's fucking doable.
What's the line right now? I feel like
for me to come back, like plus like 800-900.
Yeah, no, I think it's more.
Yeah.
It's plus 2.5.
It's a mountain. It's a mountain.
Wow. It's up there. It's up there.
Damn. Okay, enough. Get us out of here.
All right, everybody, this has been the 6-Yard Box Podcast. I want to thank you again for listening to this diabolical episode. But if you made it all the way through, hey, good on you. Yeah, again.
Takes.
Only diabolical from your end. Yeah.
Nah, you know, I think they're going to age pretty well. Okay, in the year, I'm gonna remind all of you of it.
We'll see.
And you'll be like, you know what, Julian? I finally see your vision. No, when McTominay shits the bed and is off to Fernabache in a year, you'll see. You will see. All right, everybody. Again, thank you for listening to this episode. We will catch you later next week, right? Later next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Maybe we do extra pod this week.
We could.
If you're down for that. If you're not as committed to the game.
Oh, because of Champions League.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, we will see, everybody. We will see you later. Boys, say goodbye.
We out.
See ya.